This discussion paper being released today, can you just explain for us in a bit more detail what it will actually come out of this?
Yeah, Andrew, we looked at how dementia services were being delivered across regional New South Wales. And we knew from talking to our consumer groups and so forth that there were difficulties. And the work that we did certainly threw up that there were real problems. Country New South Wales is older than the rest of New South Wales, and it's getting older quickly as people leave communities for the cities, younger people. And there's a reverse trend to a lot of older people moving to regional Australia as they retire. And that's caused some real difficulties in coping with dementia as it develops. The biggest risk factor with dementia is age. Already in the Broken Hill area or the Murray-Darling electorate of about 50,000 adults, there's about 1,300 people that are living with dementia. That's expected to jump to by about 250% over the next 40 years. So the growth in dementia numbers is quite dramatic in Murray-Darling, but that's replicated across regional Australia. So it's a problem now, and it's going to be a bigger problem down the track. So we better get, this discussion paper makes clear that we better get right and ready for delivering services in a flexible way to country communities.
So this is really raising it to the government to say, well, look, you're going to have to look at the services you provide in remote or regional areas. They're going to have to be improved. And the bottom line is, John Watkins, it all comes down to dollars, doesn't it?
It does, Andrew. It also comes down to replicating good things that are currently happening. For example, one of the things we know is that respite is a real issue for people living with dementia. If you can give a carer, and many carers are in the same age as perhaps a husband or wife, so they're in their 70s or 80s, they're looking after their husband or wife who may have dementia. They want to stay at home. They want to keep caring. And that's exactly what we should do, because that's what people want, and it's a lot cheaper for the government. But to enable that to happen, you need to give a bit of help and respite and support to the carer. Now, we know that, for example, there's a great mobile respite service that's run in the Big area. We're involved in delivering that service, but it happens nowhere else in New South Wales. Works really well. It could be replicated and used in other places. So, yes, it's money, but it's also about being flexible and replicating good services where they appear. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to provide better access to GPs and specialists, you have to put in place some measures to ensure that those people are more frequently seen in regional Australia. And that's been a problem for a long time that we're aware of.
I noticed one of the recommendations, and you probably touched on a little bit there, is to develop what you term as dementia-friendly communities.
Yeah, and that's starting to happen across the world, and certainly it's gathering pace in Australia. Port Macquarie, for example, with Leslie Williams MP up there and the local council, are really taking some steps forward in developing that community. And that means that everyone cooperates to ensure that there is proper and adequate focus on people living with dementia, whether it's local government doing what it does with regard to signage, lighting, seating, whether it's the health bureaucracy ensuring that there are good and flexible things in place to support people with dementia, or other government agencies as well. Well, we hope that at some stage New South Wales will become a dementia-friendly state. And when that happens, we can be confident that where you live in New South Wales, you'll get access to good quality dementia care. Just because you live in rural, regional New South Wales shouldn't mean that you have to accept poor quality dementia services.
Was there anything out of this discussion paper that that's taken you by surprise, or when you say, I think most people would be aware that people living in regional rural Australia are a bit older, it's an older demographic than those in the city, and you touched on the reasons why, but was there anything that came out of this paper that took you by surprise? Is it the one thing that took me is the percentage increase that's going to happen over the next 5 to 10 to 20 years?
Yeah, Andrew, and I've sort of become more familiar with that, but those percentage increases are just shocking. Almost unbelievable to think that there's 300,000 Australians today with dementia, and it's going to be 500,000 within 20 years, that it's the third leading cause of death in Australia today, and it will be the leading cause of death in Australia within about 20 years and stay there for most of this century. And the other thing that just hit me was that 36% of the rural population of New South Wales, of Australia, is over 65. And that's way in front of the general population in New South Wales. So it's, and that's going to continue at a pace. We also know that the general health results for people living in country in New South Wales is much poorer than people living in cities, a whole range of reasons. These are striking realities that need to be addressed. If we don't, it will condemn too many people who are living in remote communities across this state into loneliness, some despair, lack of good quality, and in fact, a lack of human rights in too many communities. And we shouldn't be living in a community like that when we're such a wealthy country that does that expects to provide good quality care for our citizens.
Who should drive this project then to develop dementia-friendly communities, to probably look at more infrastructural services in regional areas? Who should drive that? Is that a state government initiative, or should the federal government play a role in this as well?
The federal government has generally taken over responsibilities a couple of years ago for aged care issues over 65. In a sense, they are the driving force in this. So the New South Wales government plays a critical role because they still do the primary health care. They still do the hospital care, rather, the acute care. And if you've got dementia, you spend a bit of time in hospitals and other places. But so it's a shared responsibility. But at the end of the day, it has to be the Commonwealth government that says, you know, okay, it's now the time to put in place really high quality dementia services across this nation. It's now our time. You know, there's been other priorities, and I understand that. That's what governments do. But you know, paid maternity health care, paid maternity care, child care, national disability scheme, I support all of that. But they've taken priority over improvements in aged care and dementia care in particular. It's now the time for this condition to receive the priority it deserves, and it's the Commonwealth Government's prime responsibility, I feel.